I've had a long, very long, like almost, sorry, a lifelong of consideration of certain things that I more or less do not appreciate, but I've always thought that, you know, or have always portrayed that I did like them. But the fact is, ultimately, and you're going to hear it right now, I hate cats. My mother loves cats. She loves them. She's had several dozen cats all the time that are always spawning and stuff and go around and things. When I was a kid, you know, I'd lay there on the couch, try to sleep, and then they'd grab, fall on my face and stuff, and it was ridiculous. So, like, it makes me feel kind of guilty because, you know, I never said anything, but I always, like, held my tongue and said, you know, oh, yeah, cats are great. You know, they're just, like, cute and cuddly and stuff. And, like, I see them on Facebook all the time, and everyone's always referencing cats all over the place and stuff, and blah, 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 blah. But there's an actually specific story that makes me, like, they won't let me go. They know that I don't like them. They know I don't like them, and they're trying to make me like them for some reason. So there's been several instances, like, cats were like, you know, all right, we know you don't like you, but we're going to try to get you back. So I'm like, no, you're not going to get me back. I don't like you. You claw my face, and, like, I'm allergic. I sneeze and shit, and it's fucking fucked up. Anyway, one time this cat, this old cat my mom had, his name was Connor, and he was, like, old as crap. He was, like, 12 years old, and cat years were just, like, 150 or something. And this cat was, like, always, it was a street-fighting cat. Like, and mom just, like, let it out into the street at night and just go, like, fight people and stuff and come back all bloody and stuff. Which was strange. I was like, you're a cat. You know, like, you're not a person. Like, don't look at me. You're not a fucking person. So the cat came back one night and looked at me like, you know, what'd you do tonight? And I was like, nothing. I just laid on the couch and just watched the movie. What'd you do, cat? And, like, I was in the alleys ways, like, fighting and stuff. Like, it's like, fuck that. So the cat went outside and asked, like, the world, like, how can I get this guy to respect? Like, he doesn't like us. Like, this guy doesn't like cats. Like, so I was like, well, you know, I don't like cats. That's true. So the cat, like, ran out in the street and got hit by a car. No. It's not that bad. It did not. This is an actually, like, true story. The cat went out into the street, got hit by a car, actually by my friend who was coming over to, like, get me stoned, and survived and, like, came back and walked up to me. I was, like, the head all, like, oh, and, like, walked up to me and, like, I was like, Jesus Christ, Connor, what are you doing? What are you doing, cat? So I picked him up and had a jean jacket, and he blew it all my jean jacket. We took him to the emergency room, and this is, like, amazing. And I don't know what happened. And I was like, stupid cat. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just find mice, not cars. So then the next day, like, actually, all right, bear buckles story. Like, the cat survived. Connor survived. Connor was, like, 8 then. And then he survived. And then he survived for another 8 years. So I was like, hey, Connor, what's up? You got hit by a car. That was pretty cool. Like, so he's looking at me all the time, like, you know, do I get your respect yet? And like, I guess you're pretty cool. I don't know. I suppose. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's cool. You're like, bled over my jean jacket, it's ruined. I mean, it's not really what I wanted, but damn. So now, like, for the rest of my life, all the cats are winding up and talking about this one cat. And now I have to, like, go out into the world every day. Like, as soon as I step out foot into the world, and, like, cats are around, like, what about Connor, right? Shit, like, fuck. It's a fucking cat. Shit. Everyone's posting that shit everywhere. And so, moral of the story, Should I set it? Moral of the story. It's the worst. That, yeah. Sorry, Connor, I still don't like cats.